Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish,
where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kafoutakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you.
And action! Hi everyone,
and welcome back to
the Lostish podcast. Another week, another dollar. No, we actually don't get paid for this, so there's no dollars involved.
Funny, I'll give that to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, today we're not in the mood for a serious one.
No, we're really not. We wanted to like dive in deep, but I was like, we've both just had hectic days.
I've had 3 hours of sleep.
Manuela's had 3 hours of sleep. I'm shaking because you're about to hear why. but essentially, something happened on the train with me today.
Okay, hold on, because this has to do with our episode.
Well, I'm about to say that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Something happened on the train with me today, which we will go into, and it inspired our episode today, which is about putting yourself out there. And you might think, oh, like this is so cringe, or yeah, another one putting yourself out there, you know, whatever. But it, like, it's people so don't do it enough, and it's so important. And you only have one life, guys. So we are going to be delving into that topic
in every single sense of the sentence.
And what kind of things do we want to like cover when it comes to like
putting yourself out there with relationships, with meaning people? When I say relationships, I'm talking about relationship building with people in general, with career stuff, with any opportunities that come your way, really, just in life, because that just happens a lot, especially in your 20s.
And I think like aligned action is really important, and I'll talk about what aligned action is in a little bit. But essentially, if you want something in your life, right, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a career thing, whether it's happiness, like whether it's just like inner peace, whatever it may be, you need to take aligned action in order to kind of manifest that into your life, right? And I feel like I kind of did that today, which is like, I don't know, should I talk about it now? Should I talk about it a bit later?
Just sum it up.
Okay, so essentially, I was on the train coming to the studio where we record at. And I was already running late, and anyway, I was sitting down and this group of people come onto the train. There's three of them. There's two guys and then this one girl. And one of the guys caught my eye, and I was like, and I kind of looked at him and I was like, oh my goodness, like you have really beautiful eyes. Like I thought he was like a beautiful man. And I don't know what came over me, and I would never, ever, ever do this. And this group of people like sat right next to me, and I could see that he was kind of looking over, but like maybe once or twice, like it wasn't anything crazy. And I was listening to music and I just thought, fuck it. And I looked in my bag and I found a receipt, just like some old receipt that I had, and an eyebrow pencil. And I wrote on the on the receipt, I'm shaking, guys, I'm literally shaking. This happened like 10 minutes ago. And I wrote on the receipt, you have really beautiful eyes, smiley face, put my number. And then I said, from the girl sitting across from you on the train. Don't know if the female was his partner or a friend or a sister or a cousin, but you know what? I just thought, fuck it. I don't know what came over me. I was shaking, guys. I was like, I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him. And then they kind of got up to see if it was their train stop. And I was like, oh my God, this is my time. But then they sat back down and I just got up and I was like, well, I have to do this. And I forced myself. I walk over and I look at him and I go, this is for you. It's like out of a movie. It's actually wild. I go,
this
is for you.
Could you imagine if this is your husband?
Oh, wow. Imagine if he's listening right now. I said, this is for you. And he goes, oh, what? What? I mean, the reaction was a little underwhelming, but I was like, he was so confused because maybe he thought.
I mean, as you would be.
As you would be really confused, like rightfully so.
And she bolted to the next carriage.
And then I just ran away. I bolted to the next carriage. I got off. I actually got off the train at Town Hall and the doors were closing. And I was like, wait, no, no, I don't mean to get off the train. But you know when you get that adrenaline in you? And then I went back into a different carriage. And I don't know what is going to happen. And maybe if that's his partner, I will not receive a text, which is absolutely fine. But you know what? I'm really proud of myself for doing that because Rose a few years ago would have never have done that. And for me, it was more so like this life is so short.
Mm.
And for me, that was so out of my comfort zone. But you know what? It was so worth
it. It'll either end up being worth it or a funny story to tell.
Or a funny story.
Like, and you literally can't lose.
No, but you know what? I actually feel like a boss. Like the fact that I walked up there and I did that. And even if he was taken, to be honest, I still feel like if he was a decent guy, he'd be like, you know what? Good on her. Good on her for doing that. I would be like that. I've had guys come up to me when I was in a relationship and ask me for my number or give me their numbers or social media or whatever. And I've been like, you know what? That takes a lot of balls. But I am in a relationship, but do that. Like, keep going, do that. Because nowadays, people don't do that.
Yeah, it's really sad. Nowadays, she slid into my DMs.
She slid into my DMs. She
snapped me.
You know, BTS, whatever. You know, it's like crazy. But it inspired our episode today because I kind of want to discuss it and I'm still shaking from it.
Like, I think it's such a cool episode to talk about. It's so, like, it applies to so many things. And yes, Rose has been putting herself out there a lot recently.
I have.
And
I am
very proud of her.
Yeah.
With a lot of things, not just men, but we kind of want to, like, we're going to ramble a bit this episode because that's what we're kind of in the mood to do. Obviously the reasons as to why people wouldn't put themselves out there, quote unquote, fear of failing,
judgment,
fear of rejection. Yeah. Feeling like
you're going to get judged, like, by people,
maybe past trauma.
Yes.
A lot of things can result in you, obviously. I mean, I know this seems pretty obvious, but this is like getting down to the deep-rooted issue and then figuring out, you know, look, I think the whole moral of what we're going to end up talking about is that it's not that serious, right? You can't lose by putting yourself out there in a lot of situations, especially if your intentions are good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, the trauma and the, you know, fear of rejection, fear of failure, and fear of not being successful, and whatever it may be, is all, you know, good and well if that's the stage of your life that you're at right now. But just take a minute and think about the cost of the what if. Because to me, that's so much more nerve-wracking than the other way around.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense. Like, we've spoken about this on an episode before about, like, the fear of failing and rejection and how much it means to us to be in a bit of a YOLO mindset a lot of the time, but I genuinely have like an angst when I don't do things that I feel like I can do. And it's like a real thing. And to me, that feeling is 10 times worse than the feeling of potentially being rejected in something.
And that's also something that I've
something, like whatever it may be.
That's also something that I've realized too, because it's like, well, what's the worst that can happen? Okay. Rejection, right? Is it going to matter in a year's time, in 5 years' time? Like, for example, with my story, I'm either never going to see the guy again or I will. Like, honestly, like, the best scenario is that he, you know, responds and he goes, yeah, like, hey, want to go for coffee? You're cute or whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? Worst scenario is, which is not even the worst scenario, is he doesn't message and my life goes on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I feel like I've gotten to a place where I am kind of YOLOing life and I'm like, dude, okay, I'm going to get judged. Those people might be judging me and being like, oh my God, like that's so weird or whatever it may be.
But who cares?
But it doesn't actually like affect you or affect your life. And for some people, it is so, so hard. It's really hard for me. I'm shaking, guys. I'm still shaking. It's not like I just wandered up there and was like, yeah, confidence. But I was just like, you know what? I'm sick of – okay, to put it this way, I feel like I kind of would have regretted it if I didn't do that.
But that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. The regret that you would feel for not doing something to me is a 10 times worse feeling to have to deal with than the cost of you doing it in the first place.
Correct. Because in the moment, it's like your ego might get cut. And that's what a lot of people, when they want to put themselves out there, they don't do it because they're like, it's going to hurt their ego, right? Rejection is hurting your ego. Mm-hmm. Failure is hurting your ego, your self-confidence. Mm-hmm. But you've got to separate ego and action, really. You know, ego and putting yourself out there is completely two different things. They obviously link, but it's like you're putting yourself out there. How can that go wrong? Mm-hmm. It cannot go wrong. It really can't.
And if it does, it won't be that serious.
It's a funny story to tell later on.
Yeah.
To your kids.
And also, like, it can look different to everyone. Like, no one way of putting yourself out there big enough or small enough is, you know, not good enough. I don't know what word I'm looking for. Again, I'm rambling, guys. But, like, there's multiple ways this can look. Like, I'll talk about some of, like, my personal experiences. Actually, we'll talk about our experiences with this podcast because I feel like this podcast is a big move. To be honest, I say all the time, I think we may have said it in the first episode, I personally don't think I could have done this on my own. I don't think I would have been at a place at the time that we started to be like, yeah, I'm going to make a podcast and put it out on my own with my 700 followers on Instagram. Yes. Like, I don't think I would have been in a place to do that.
Neither.
Or like even now, I'm trying to get more content out on my personal TikTok page. And it's been a bit like, I always constantly have this fear at the back of my head of like, oh, what if people judge? What if like, because my content now is starting to look a little bit more like influencer content or like the stuff that
or our video that we posted on my page the other day of us looking like absolute rats.
But that's like, so funny. I was thinking like, so what if someone looks at it for 1 second? Like, even though it comes to the back of my head and I'm like, okay, maybe they'll look at it and judge and be like, oh, this girl with
fucking followers. Oh, my God, guys, sorry, but influencer. Sorry, Emanuela just got a buzz on her phone and I just thought I got a message. I was like, my heart dropped into my ass. Okay, go in.
This is so funny.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I've lost track now.
You're putting influencer content out.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Worst case scenario, someone's going to look at it and go, ha, what a joke. She thinks she's an influencer.
Yeah.
And then their day will go on.
Yeah, exactly.
And my day will go on.
Exactly.
And if anything, it's going to either end up being me getting 3 views or me blowing up.
Correct.
And it's going to achieve what I wanted to achieve.
Correct.
Get the message across. And it's a win-win situation.
And what's the worst that's going to happen? You get 3 views.
Yeah. Exactly. Big
whoop. Wow. The world is ending. 3 views.
Or like, I'll give you another example. Like the other day.
Give it to me.
The other day, you know this example because you're part of it.
Ah.
I was in my bed and I was like, I want to pick up a new hobby. I'm in the mood. Because why not? Yeah. I'm in the mood.
This is a perfect example.
And I was like,
example.
You know what? I have wanted to start back. Me and Rose used to dance both as like
little
younger, younger girls,
yeah.
Right? And when I started uni and work, I was like, okay, I don't have time for this anymore. And recently I've been like, no, well, this is not good enough. I want to pick up a hobby, but I was always too scared because I thought I wouldn't be good enough to start going back into dance. I don't know if I mentioned dance before, but that's what we were talking about. So basically, I've wanted to get back into dance for a while. So I started looking up places and I found a place that did like $25 classes. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a class. And I was about to book it. And then I went,
ooh, Rose,
I don't think I can do this on my own. I messaged Rose and she was like, yeah, I'll do a class with you.
So now, I've also always wanted to go back to dance.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like it's competitive dance, it's beginner's hip hop or whatever it is, but it's like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sick of not living my life the way that I want to live my life.
Yeah.
And if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. And I've been talking about doing dance for years and years and years.
How many times have we said it together?
I know.
So many. And this day I was like, you know what? Crazy idea, but do you want to stay over at my house on Monday and we'll go to dance together? So now we've got a dance class in a couple of days, guys. And
we'll let you know how it goes
in the next episode.
Mm.
But yeah, just like little examples like that. And yeah, I mean, it could end up so much better than what you think. You never know.
No.
Like, if this dance class works out well, I honestly think I'd be happy to go on my own, and so would you be.
Mm.
And I feel like it could just, like, what's the worst that could happen? You're bad at dancing and you don't go back again.
Mm.
Okay. Like, big deal.
Yeah, literally.
Or, like, for example, we'll talk about your your acting.
My acting?
Yeah. Like putting yourself out there.
Oh, yeah. People. As an actor. Well, constant rejection. At this point, I'm used to it, to be honest. Like, I've been in the industry since I was very, very young, and you are going to get 98% no's in this industry. Mm. And, like, as thick of a skin that I have, it still hurts a little every time. Like, there's still something in you that's like, oh, am I not enough? And that's natural, right? But my life goes on. Exactly. As an actor, if I don't book the role, which is 99% of the time, my life goes on. Nothing changes. If I book it, great. My life changes. It's insane to think that, like, I know that it'll happen when it happens, and I am working and I do book amazing things and I'm very grateful, but you put yourself out there every single day, to be honest, whether you're an actor, whether you're a performer, whether you work in business or finance or in law, you put yourself out there every day.
And that's because just on a job basis. So many other ways as
you
well.
You put yourself out there in a relationship when you share your vulnerability with someone else, when you give yourself to someone else, when you're intimate with someone, you are putting yourself out there. You put yourself out there with family, with therapists, with friends, constantly.
Or even something as simple as going to the gym. Correct. Just, you're putting yourself out there.
Even being outside, like even just like we put ourselves out there every minute of every day. And I think we forget that and we don't actually realize that because you don't know. People on the street could be walking and they could be criticizing you, could be the opposite. People on the street could be literally looking at you and thinking you're a godsend from this earth. Like, it's really, really interesting to think, wow, I actually do put myself out there every day. So what is it going to do if I put myself out there a little bit more? If I do something that I don't usually do? I challenge you guys to, you know what? Let's start with once a month. To once a month, go out there and put yourself out there and do something that you wouldn't normally do, whether it's something like me where I gave somebody my number and I don't think I've ever done that in my life.
Or booking a dance class.
Booking a dance class, whatever, going to the gym if you're insecure, you know, about it and you can't go alone, go with a friend. Like, there's always things around, like there's always a way around it.
You know what? For our age as well, I'm just going to say something that I feel like has helped me a lot. Being in customer service, before I was working a customer service job, I was the biggest shell of a human you could ever imagine. I was such a shy child. I didn't really used to speak much until people spoke to me. To an extent, I'm still like that, but I'm so much better now ever since I got a job in customer service. Even if it's for 6 months, I recommend everyone to try and do a job in customer service because the amount of stories and people and situations you have to put yourself in, I have become so much more open, so much more confident, so much more witty in my responses to things, so much more accepting of, like, I was always accepting, but, like, I guess what my point is, like, sometimes people, you might judge someone for whatever reason it might be, or you might think, oh, I'm not going to talk to them because they look too intimidating, or I'm not going to say this for whatever reason. Anyways, you get my point. But the amount of times where I, for example, like, seen someone that I thought was, you know, looked like really intimidating, and then they walked past me or I was serving them at my job and they like smelt really good. And I was like, oh, your perfume is so nice. And they instantly brighten up and they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. Or like, for instance, I feel like naturally I have a little bit of an RBF, right?
What's that?
Resting bitch face.
Oh.
So when I'm like at the gym, for example, I'm like in my zone doing my thing. And I remember a girl came up to me one day and she was just like, it was such a cute compliment. Like, it was so small, but she came up and she's like, I just want to say you've been on that Stairmaster for such a long time and I'm so proud of you. And I just looked down and I went, thanks. Like, that's actually so nice. And at the time I was like in my zone, sweating top to bottom, probably looked really intimidating because I catch myself looking like that sometimes.
You actually do have a resting bitch face.
Yeah,
I do. But because you've actually got really striking features, and she's like, and like when I do that sound effect and you don't actually see what I'm doing with my face right now, your cheekbones, and like you actually have that striking face. So I would be intimidated to come and talk to you too. So balls on that, girl.
No, I would love that. But just, it just goes to show that, like, you never know how someone's going to respond to something. And a lot of the time when you're putting yourself out there, you're putting yourself out there in terms of a human connection.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's always the fear is because of a fear of a conversation or a rejection that you'll have with another human. Correct. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
But one thought that always helps me as well is that everyone has a story. Like, the amount of times that I'm walking down the street and I look across someone and I'm like, they look like such an interesting person. I would love to know what their story is. Mm. But like, never ever would I go and ask them what their story was. But like, it gives me a little bit of peace. And like, sometimes I even think, like, I might look intimidating, but I'm really not. Like, I'm not that type of person. So if I look at someone else, they might be exactly the same. Like, you really can't judge a book by its cover.
Never.
In situations like this when it comes to putting yourself out there. And you know what? Me and you are a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we first met, we said this, neither of us thought we were going to end up as close as we did.
Absolutely not.
No. Okay, don't be so disgusted.
No. I'm not trying to be disgusted. I just never thought that you would become literally one of the most important people in my life.
Neither
like
did
you
I.
are literally one of the most important people in my life, and I never stop it. And I never ever thought that that was going to happen. Like, yeah. Well, you know, I knew that like maybe would be uni mates or yeah. whatever it might be, like very surface level.
Like we are with the rest of the people at uni now.
Correct.
But basically it started because I mean, we were both open and like we were like 18 and just starting uni, and I messaged her one day and I was like, "Hey, we have a lecture. Do you want to do it together on campus?"
Yeah.
And we ended up meeting up, and then I was like, so how am I going to break this out of just surface level shit?
Yeah.
So are you seeing anyone? What did you do on the weekend? What did I say? I said, what did you do on the weekend? Oh. And you said, I went on a date. And I said, I went on a date.
Oh, my God. And then we ended up dating those people. How funny.
Yeah. Anyways, we've been through this
We've been through before. This so many times. But it's, yeah.
But
it's,
it just goes to show, like, imagine if and I you put hadn't yourself sent up, you that message that day.
Dude.
What we wouldn't be filming example. This podcast right now.
No. We wouldn't have traveled. Like, we travel the world together. We mm-hmm. have a podcast together. We are mm-hmm. finishing university together. Mm-hmm. We have been through so much, and it all came from that one message that Emanuela sent me.
Literally. And you know what? The same thing goes now. Like, I have a very small circle of friends, but one goal that I've decided to make for this year is just to put myself out there a bit more. And even though I like to keep my circle small, I feel like I could do some more socializing at times.
Mm.
So I'm like, I'm just going to talk to people. Like, what is the worst thing that can happen?
I also have another story on that.
Okay.
Do you remember the South by Southwest festival that I went to by myself, and I met the director, and I met like honestly, oh my goodness, that was huge for me. So there was a really big festival in Sydney, a film festival called South by Southwest, and I had tickets and stuff, and I had tickets just for one person to go to this event that I was invited to. And I was like social anxiety. Like, I was like, I can't go on my own. I need somebody to go with me. I asked everyone to come with me and no one was free. And I remember I was talking to one of my really good friends, and she said to me, she was like, "Rose, this is a massive opportunity for you. It is an opportunity for you to put yourself out there, to get yourself out of your comfort zone. And the worst that can happen is you don't have a good time, and then you can leave. You can go home."
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I put makeup on, got dressed nice and cute, went to the event by myself, and I just met so many people. And guys, I actually have like social anxiety. Like, if I feel overwhelmed, I do. Like, if I feel overwhelmed, like, I don't just go up and chat to people. But the way that everything kind of aligned, like, I was meant to be there, and I had put myself out there by showing up to this event, and I met, shout out to you, Jess. I met Jess, who is like one of my really close friends now. She's a she works in like design and works for Vogue, and she's incredibly talented, and she's now one of my very good friends.
See?
And it's like, and we met, you know, a bunch of like, we met a beautiful director called Sam, and then like Jack, like all these amazing people that like we still keep in contact till this day. So honestly, take that step, take that leap. Who knows? Maybe the guy on the train's my future husband.
Could
That's
be.
So funny. Oh my God, can you imagine?
You know what? There's so many. I feel like we could talk about so many stories like this. Like, for example, even with our traveling, some people don't do it. Some people don't feel like they can make that move because, you know, oh, no one wants to come with me, or no, but I need to save my money, or no, but whatever, no, but no, but no, but no.
Mm.
Well, you don't know till you try.
Mm.
Like, I'll give you another example. No one except my close friends are going to know this, but my partner just moved overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm now in a long-distance relationship.
Yes, people. She is.
Woo! So from his perspective, he is a person that is so not scared about anything. Like, he's so takes things for what they are, logical thinker. And this was the first time that he actually expressed to me that he was a little bit scared to move to another country, because that's what the situation is right now. As you would be. And he still is, and he's still, like, going through it. He had never left the country really before we started traveling together a couple years ago. But it's just like something like that, even, no matter how much it affects you, what's the worst thing that can happen? Because when he told me he was planning on – this was a joint decision, guys. No one come at me. But when he told me he was going, I was like, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen? Either you go and you hate it and you book a flight ticket home, or you go and you love it and it ends up better than it was before.
Correct.
And same thing applies for – and that's just one example of a current situation. But same applies to, like, I don't regret any of my travels. I really want to move elsewhere as well. I may end up moving there as well. And I can't wait to put myself out there in so many more situations. And, you know, even like when we travel together, like putting ourselves out there with all the people that we meet, the amount of friendships and like weird interactions we've had that have ended up being, even if they're not lifelong friendships or building relationships or whatever they may be, it's like it's a cute story to tell.
But it's a moment. It's a moment in that time, and it becomes a memory that you will remember.
Yeah.
There are so many moments where I've met certain people who I'm like not in touch with or whatever, but they have impacted my life in some sort of way.
Mm.
And but you know what? There's that other side of like, which I think we should talk about, is like when you put yourself out there and nothing happens. It's like, okay, and then you know, because I've done that before, right? And it hurts your ego. It hurts your heart a little bit when you put yourself out there and you don't really get the result. You don't get a result, right? But I think you've just got to remember that if you don't get anything in return, like nothing bad has actually happened,
but
it's just your ego being like, oh, you're this, you know, didn't happen for you. Like it's literally an ego thing.
But also you have to reframe it, because think about it in this way. Now you've got peace of mind, if anything,
correct,
because there's no what ifs.
Correct.
You know that you put yourself out there and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That chapter can close now.
Yeah. Like
whereas
for me,
if you didn't, who knows?
What were you literally saying to me when I was freaking out, guys? I got in the car and I'm still shaking a little bit.
And guys, I'm such a nonchalant person.
She was so nonchalant. I was like, do you realize what I've just done?
And I literally turned around and I said, okay, what do you want me to say? Like, this is literally how we talk, guys. I was like, what do you want me to say? Two things are going to happen. Either one, he's going to message you, or two, he's not going to message you.
Yep. And I was like, oh my God, what if he doesn't message me? What if they think I'm an idiot? What do they think? Oh my God, this girl's a psycho. Like, da, da, da,
and I was
da,
like,
da.
You know what? You've done worst case scenario. You don't have to see it. Like, best case scenario again, you don't have to see him again and you won't talk. Like, big whoop. Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal.
No.
And this is why I'm such a good,
like, oh my God, I'm actually like so
therapist friend.
But you know what? I actually feel quite empowered. It's weird. Like, I'm anxious, but like, I'm empowered that I did that, because I was like, you know what? I kind of feel like I would have regretted it. There were so many times where I've wanted to talk to someone, or somebody wanted to talk to me, but it didn't happen. Or you're locking eyes. You know when you're that, you like lock eyes and there's clearly something there and like da, da, da. It's not that we weren't even locking eyes, but every time I just found him attractive. I found his eyes really captivating. But when I've been out and whether it's on a walk or something, and you lock eyes with someone and you know you want to talk to each other, but you're too scared to.
Yeah.
The amount of times I haven't gone up to them or they haven't gone up to me, I'm like, I actually I regret that. And I'm sure they do too, but we're both little pussies. So
and
it's
that
like
comes with opportunity, and that comes with a lot of opportunities both ways. It's like, oh, I didn't take that job I wish I did. Oh, I didn't go on that trip I wish I did. Oh, I wish I put my money in this investment and I didn't. Like,
yeah.
you've just got to do it. Like, yeah. It applies to literally everything in your life, and it's like,
YOLO
life.
You only live once.
I live by that quote. I don't care how cringe it is.
No, it's actually not cringe at all.
No.
You do only live once unless you reincarnate into something else. No, I know,
but I'm talking about like the 14-year-olds that walk around like
YOLO. Oh, YOLO. Yeah, like, let's go jump off a cliff, YOLO. Like, no.
I had something really good to say and now I've completely blanked, but keep talking and I will.
It'll come back. I think I mentioned a little bit ago aligned action. And I know I keep bringing up myself and today's circumstance, and if you're annoyed at it, you can just click off the pod. But when I say aligned action, like, for example, like, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm never looking for one, to be honest. I love my single life. But I – like, it would be nice, you know. It's something that I'm open to. It's something that I'm absolutely open to. And I have taken this step – to opening up that opportunity today. That is what I call aligned action. Something that I am open to, something that, you know, would be nice. Mm-hmm. I have taken that step to maybe have that be a possibility. I'm not saying he's my future boyfriend, but I'm like, you know what? That is how stuff happens. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
As we said in the last episode, it's all about what you do. It's not what you know or who you know a lot of the time. It's actually what you do about it, because you could not have all the skills in the world and you could know all the people in the world. And if you don't take the actionable steps to actually make something happen from those valuable connections that you have, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's literally all it's about. And, and 95% of the time, and this is something I've realized and I'm still realizing, but it's like we said at the beginning, it's not that serious.
No.
90% of the time, it's not that serious.
No.
That's what I was going to say before. I want us to make a challenge for each other.
Okay.
Like a, not for each other, but like a challenge that we're going to try and do by the next episode.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
I'll start with mine.
Okay.
Because this is something that I have been wanting to do. So you know how I keep telling you that
a challenge for me or for yourself?
No, for myself.
Oh, it would be nice to do one for each other.
But I have – okay, can I just talk about what I've been wanting to do for a really long time that I haven't done?
Yeah, go for it.
Maybe we can both do this.
Okay.
So I have been recently infatuated with these YouTube videos, and I've told you this already. Or no, not YouTube videos. TikTok videos, Instagram reels, whatever you want to call them, of like all these people. I don't know if you guys have seen them, of like, oh, one of the guys' names is Zach. Another guy is like – I don't know what his name is. Anyways, they do all these videos about where they speak to like homeless people and people in need, and then like they change their lives overnight. If you guys know, you know.
Yeah.
But I've always been like recently, especially I'd say within the last year and a half to 2 years, because I've also been doing a bit of volunteering work when I go give out like food to homeless people, and it's like a bit of a like 5-minute interaction. It's like it doesn't ever get as deep as I would like it to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm challenging myself and you, because I've always been infatuated with how they've ended up there and how I can help in one way or another.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
So I really want to try, as scary as it may be, because look, someone – these people also have trauma. So if you go up to them, they could be like, don't talk to me. But you don't know till you know, right? Mm. And I really want to just try and speak to someone – doesn't need to be a homeless person, but just someone who is evidently in need and just like – see what their story is and like see if I can help in any way, shape or form, because I feel like stories like that make you so grateful for what you have, but also like open up your eyes to
massively,
and like it makes massively. You feel so good.
Yeah,
like even like when I see someone on the street and I give them a couple dollars, I think about how I feel and how good I feel for the rest of the day. And I know it's not a big deal, like people are gonna think, oh, Emanuela gave a couple dollars, big whoop, but like I've realized I've said big wolf 50 times this
Maybe
episode.
Maybe you have, yeah.
But it's true.
Mm.
But it actually makes you – I've always been one of those people that always was more like giving. I feel better when I give. I love seeing people open it's my fulfilling. Gifts that I give them or whatever.
Absolutely.
So like this is a challenge for you guys as well. Like if you want to speak to someone and find out their story, do it, because I feel like it, like you at the end of the day you just built another connection.
Mine's a little bit more like yours is like super thoughtful and meaningful and amazing. Mine, okay, I've just thought of this because I've kind of wanted to do this for a while. Guys, I love singing.
Yes.
I'm not great at it. Well, yeah. I used to train in musical theatre. Like I used to, like long, like back at school, I used to do all the musicals and I, you know, had a singing teacher and things like that. And I loved it so much. And I haven't trained in singing literally for like 10 years. Like it's been a very, very long time. And like I really, really love it. And I sing with my, you know, friends sometimes. And shout out to Max McDonald, my beautiful friend Max. He listens to the pod all the time and he's the best. We were driving to like see a show one time and we were just singing in the car together, like not even trying to sound good or anything. He's a professional singer. Like he's a professional performer. Really? Yeah, Max is insane. Like right. His voice is amazing.
Is this Legend Max? That sent Legend us a Max. Really nice message?
Legend Max.
Shout out to you, Max. I did get your message.
Yes, shout out to my Maxie. And we were just singing like The Greatest Showman in the car. Or like we always sing in the car together.
Love that.
The Greatest Showman is amazing. We were just singing in the car together and I was like, dude, this is so much fun. I want to sing and I want to do this more often.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I want to singing in the car or actually singing?
Like actually singing. Yeah. And like I want to do a little video, like a singing video and put it up online or something.
Why not? That's so funny you say that because I filmed a video of me singing the other day.
Did you? Oh my God, I need to see this.
No, it's actually really embarrassing, but I'll show you the proof so you don't think I'm lying.
Oh my God, show me the proof right now. But like, wait, that's
okay,
mad.
Actually, I'll play a little clip on the pod, but I was
Oh my God, you're fully putting yourself out here like, right now.
Full video. I'm being dead serious. Guys, I am. I'm putting myself out there right now.
Oh my God.
It's really not that good, guys. But it just goes to show. See, I'm not lying.
Oh my God, dude, that's crazy.
It's me listening to Chasing Shadows by Alex Warren.
Yes.
I went to his concert yesterday. But anyway.
Yeah, no, I know. Such a shame. But so I really want to do that. I want to post a little video and I don't think I'm ready to do it by myself, but I want to do it with someone. Yeah. So Max, let's do a singing video together because I want to challenge myself.
Yeah.
Or any of my beautiful singing friends.
She has a really good voice. You actually do have a really good voice.
Oh, thank you.
You do. You do.
But yeah, that's my little challenge. Oh my God, I feel really like overwhelmed and empowered. Challenge. Oh my God, it's 5 o'clock.
Okay. Well, that's our cue to cut. Woo! I hope this episode inspired you to literally do whatever, because you know, I have conversations like this with my friends a lot more recently. Like I've had a conversation with friends telling me that they like, you know, feel like they can't even, they're not ready to go to the gym yet. Or like, yeah, we'll do a Pilates class together, but I don't feel comfortable doing that until I'm a bit stronger. And I'm like, who cares, man?
I know.
Who cares?
Easier said than done, but genuinely, who cares? Like, life is too short.
Yeah.
Do it. Go for it. You know, Rose found her husband on the bus, on the train. And like,
and if Rose didn't find a husband on the train, her husband's somewhere
else. My husband's somewhere else. So big deal. It's okay.
Yeah, anyways, we hope this episode inspired you and made you giggle.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. Oh my gosh. This was such a cute episode. A good
one. This might actually be one of my favorites.
It might be one of my favorites too. See, it's the ones that we're not like going like fully deep in that we're like, you know, like this is, people just want to hear real life, real conversations, real experiences. And I know my friends are going to love this.
Yeah.
I know you guys are going to love this. And for those of you who aren't our friends or our family or who like whoever is watching, please, please, please let us know what you want to hear and like anything.
It actually helps us so much. A couple of the episodes we have done, I've gotten some from some of my good friends.
Yeah.
So we do actually take your considerations into account.
We do. We absolutely do.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, everyone. And
we'll see you in the next episode of
The Lost-ish Podcast.
Whee! Bye.